Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Well, barring any successful appeals, 49-year-old Raymond M. Morris of Fairfield will spend the rest of his life in prison for sexually assaulting his daughter. Evidence presented at trial revealed the abuse began when the victim was 10 years old and lasted for at least 2 years. She's now 18 years old and did testify against Morris at his trial and during his sentencing hearing. Back in January, a Wayne County jury found Morris guilty of 6 Class X felony charges of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child and 1 misdemeanor charge of domestic battery. This past Friday, Circuit Judge Barry L. Vaughn of Hamilton County lowered the gavel on Morris, sentencing him to 180 years in prison. That's 30 years in prison on each of the Class X felony convictions. And under Illinois law, Morris will have to serve those sentences consecutively, one after the other. In a bizarre twist of fate, Morris could have spent no more than 7 years in prison had he followed through on a plea deal offered by the state's attorney back in December of 2014. Morris accepted that negotiated guilty plea to a Class II felony charge, which carried a sentence of 3 to 7 years. He was set for sentencing in February of 2015, but abruptly withdrew the guilty plea a month later, opting to roll the dice on a jury trial. Morris's chances at a potential acquittal did brighten after the court threw out an alleged confession he made to police on July 31, 2012. According to court records, an investigator told Mr. Morris at the time of questioning that as long as he was truthful, he could go home. Well, the court ruled that the, quote, agreement with Morris that he could go home if he was truthful constituted an offer of leniency that rendered his confession involuntary. Well, despite not having a confession available to the prosecution at trial, the jury did find Morris guilty of those 6 Class X felonies, each carrying a possible sentence of up to 60 years in prison on each count. During Friday's hour-long sentencing hearing, the victim read an impact statement to the court ahead of sentencing. The victim stated that Morris had taken away her innocence and had stolen her childhood. The victim stated she still suffers from anxiety and basic mistrust of people. Her voice cracked when she told the judge that Morris forbid her from having any contact with her grandparents or her brother. It was August of 2010. The victim's brother was killed in a traffic accident, and Morris refused to allow her to attend his funeral. The victim added that in addition to sexual abuse, Morris subjected her to repeated beatings with a vacuum cord and what was described by family members as a flogging stick. The victim now bears scars on her back from being beaten with the plug into the vacuum cord. The victim also testified she flinches any time someone around her raises their hand, fearing another beating. Also testifying at the sentencing hearing was the victim's foster father since 2014, Johnny Kicklighter. Mr. Kicklighter testified that he observed the victim having night terrors and attempts to cut herself. In concluding his testimony, Mr. Kicklighter called on Judge Vaughn to give Morris, quote, a full measure of punishment. Testifying for Mr. Morris were 2 character witnesses, Ryan Peter, his boss, and Amy Carroll, a longtime friend. Now, Mr. Peter told the judge he hired Morris as an oil field tank truck driver and described him as hardworking, social, fun-loving, and, quote, a fantastic employee. Amy Carroll told the judge that Morris had paid for her college and helped many other people, quote, along the way. Carroll added that he warned Morris not to take the victim into his home because she said, quote, they're not anything like boys. Judge Vaughn did give Morris an opportunity to address the court before sentencing. However, after consulting with his lawyer, he declined. In addition to 180 years in prison, Judge Vaughn sentenced Morris to time served on that misdemeanor domestic battery conviction. He was credited for 165 days he spent in the county jail awaiting trial. Additionally, Judge Vaughn ordered Morris to pay $9,122 in various fines, fees, and court costs. Given the lengthy prison sentence, Judge Vaughn opted not to levy any fines against Morris. Under Illinois law, Morris is not eligible for day-for-day credit for good behavior. He will have to serve a minimum of 85% of his time behind bars. now 49 years old. That sentence will effectively keep Morris behind bars for the remainder of his life. More news after this.
In a time of personal loss, emotions can be overwhelming. That's why caring and comfort are two of the greatest gifts we can give.
Gathering our friends and family was the greatest comfort of all.
Talk to our caring counselors about your funeral needs for the sensitivity, compassion, and respect the moment calls for.
Males Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement investments, wealth management, and health savings accounts. What more could you need? Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
The Fairfield Community High School varsity scholastic team closed out their season Saturday in the IHSA sectional. Fairfield tied for second place and went 1-2 on the day. Fairfield High School defeated Cumberland, but fell to Stewartson, Strasburg, and Robinson. Answering toss-ups for Fairfield High School were Sam Beach with 17, Ethan Kakak with 4, Amber Clark and Cody Todd each with 2, and Chloe Hodges with 1. Cody Gothrop also participated for Fairfield. Fairfield Community High School wraps up their season with a record of 49 wins and 19 losses. They will be competing in the National Academic Championship in June out in Washington, D.C. They will be hosting their annual Mind Bowl on Friday, April 13th to help raise money for that trip. In other news, Wendy M. Owen of rural Grayville reports to the White County Sheriff's Department somebody stolen her vehicle. Missing is a silver 2000 Ford F-150 pickup truck with temporary registration tags. The vehicle was taken from a residence last Thursday. Police say that they may have been in pursuit with that same vehicle after it was reported stolen, but police lost sight of the truck and abandoned the pursuit. A report of the theft has been entered into the state's computer system. Michael W. Sees, 54, of Carmi, has been arrested on a charge of failure to register as a sex offender. Sees was added to the state sex offender registry following his conviction in Shelby County for aggravated criminal sexual abuse of a victim between the age of 13 and 16. According to court records, Sees was 24. The victim was 15 at the time of the abuse. Bond in Sees' White County case, $2,500 cash. District 12 Illinois State Police troopers patrolling Interstate 70 conducted traffic stops last week that netted a total of 432 pounds of marijuana. Street value of the pot was put at about $1.08 million. Last Tuesday, at about 8:11 in the morning, a trooper made a traffic stop on a red Toyota passenger car for traffic violations on I-70 near Effingham. During the traffic stop, about 71 pounds of marijuana was discovered. The driver, 23-year-old Matthew Taffer of Leesburg, Virginia, was charged with cannabis trafficking. Taffer was incarcerated at the Effingham County Jail. The Effingham County State's Attorney and agents of the Southeastern Illinois Drug Task Force assisted with the investigation. Then on Wednesday, March 7th, at about 1:44 p.m., a trooper initiated a traffic stop on a recreational vehicle for traffic infractions on I-70 near St. Elmo. Traffic stop resulted in the discovery of 361 pounds of pot. The driver, 34-year-old Christian Peralta Martinez of Miranda, California, and a passenger, 33-year-old Sean Hulsey of Leggett, California, have been charged with cannabis trafficking. Both are lodged in the Fayette County Jail at Vandalia. The Fayette County State's Attorney and agents of the Southeastern Illinois Drug Task Force assisted with that investigation. More news after this.
Ray's Consumer Products, Highway 15 East in Fairfield, has John Deere as well as many other types of replacement parts. They stock belts, bearings, filters, and more. They also have the experience to find what you need as you get those mowers ready for the mowing season. Ray's Not New Shop has a selection of bookshelves, tables, beds, and even a desk. Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. They even have a boring machine to go under driveways and sidewalks. They also have good compost dirt that is great for leveling your yards or building up your garden. They will deliver it, or you can haul it as the weather allows. Ray's offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential or for townships. Ray's has American steel carports, storage buildings, and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors. Only 10% down when ordered and a payment in full when installed, and these buildings are engineered certified to meet state codes. Ray's Rental now has a two-bedroom house for rent. No pets allowed. Call 516-1602.
Frontier Community College in Fairfield is hosting a job fair on Wednesday, March 28th. The event will be held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Workforce Development Center on the Frontier campus. This job fair is designed to give individuals an opportunity to meet face-to-face with potential employers in a large setting and learn about employment opportunities. The job fair is open to the public. There's no fee for job seekers to attend. Employers are registering to attend, so another large turnout is anticipated for this year's job fair. Businesses that are interested in reserving a table can contact Julie Bryant, Coordinator of Marketing and Public Information at the college, at 842-3711. Space is limited, so employers need to register as soon as possible. Fairfield Chamber of Commerce has announced that Save-A-Lot is this year's Business of the Year recipient. Save-A-Lot will be honored during the annual Chamber of Commerce banquet set for this evening at the Community of Christ Church Family Life Center in Fairfield. This will be the 51st year that a Business of the Year has been honored. Save-A-Lot is currently located just off West Main Street across from Wainwright Electric. Later this winter, the popular grocery store will be moving into the former IGA property on West Main at Northwest 7th, a much larger piece of property with a lot more parking, and work continues on massive repairs and upgrades to the store in preparation for the big move. The Community Service Award will also be presented this evening. Last year's recipient was Judy Griswold. Last year's Business of the Year was the Fairfield Dairy Queen. Frontier Community College will be hosting a Breakfast with the Bunny. That's coming up on Saturday, March 24th. The event, sponsored by the Health Informatics Club, will be held from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in Bob Boyle's Hall on Frontier's campus. The morning will feature a hot breakfast, crafts, and pictures with the Easter Bunny. Kids newborn to 8 years old are eligible to register. The registration fee is $10 per child. For more information, call the college at 842-3711. And Fairfield Memorial Hospital's auxiliary has begun selling tickets for a handmade purple sampler quilt. The 63-by-92-inch quilt is being displayed in the auxiliary gift shop, where tickets can be purchased. Tickets are being sold for $1 each or 6 for $5. The drawing will be held on April 16th during the auxiliary recognition and awards banquet. All proceeds from the raffle will be donated to the hospital auxiliary, which supports the hospital in purchasing needed equipment. There's always a large demand for quilts to be finished, so anyone who has some experience in quilting would be welcome to join the volunteer quilters. Additional volunteers would help ensure that the quilts are finished in a timely manner for clients, and additional funds would be raised to benefit the hospital. The hospital quilters finish, on average, 3 to 6 quilts per year, making about $1,000 for the hospital auxiliary. The volunteers meet each Thursday from about 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Quilting is done for individuals who furnish a quilt top, and then the volunteer quilters finish the quilts for the individual clients. For more information about buying these tickets or becoming a volunteer, contact Charlotte St. Ledger at the hospital. Crude oil prices closed up on Friday. Local refineries raised their offering $2 a barrel, and today they're paying $55 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 74-year-old Cobden resident, formerly of McLeansboro, Wayne R. Thompson, died Friday at Heartland Regional Medical Center in Marion. A retired farmhand, Mr. Thompson, was also a United States Army veteran, having served during the Vietnam War. Survivors include his brother Danny Thompson of Centralia, nieces Cindy Thompson Moss, Leslie Thompson Whitaker, Shana Thompson Travu, Margie Thompson, Emily Vickers, and Lori Fox, and a nephew, Danny Lee Thompson, along with several great nieces and nephews. Graveside memorial services for Wayne R. Thompson will be 1 o'clock this Thursday at the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. Graveside military rites will be conducted by the American Legion Post 106 and a U.S. Army honor team. Now, there will be no visitation, so those attending the service should meet at the cemetery. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. 89-year-old McLeansboro resident Maybelle Evans Inman died Saturday at her home. A member of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, she worked as a cook at the Thompsonville Cafe. Survivors include four daughters, Carol L. Wiggins and husband David of McLeansboro. Sharon Kelly of Thompsonville, Tessa Evans and husband Terry of Marion, and Regina Zook and husband Randy of Bloomfield, Missouri. A son, Randy Evans, and wife Vicki of Kenneth City, Illinois. A stepdaughter, Linda Myers, and husband Mike of Chester, Illinois, or dog Patches. A daughter-in-law, Carol Evans of East Prairie, Missouri. Four sisters, Modena Skaggs of East Prairie, Missouri. Ruby Flowers and Jewel Young of Princeton, Kentucky. And Linda Cogill of Peoria. 18 grandchildren, 39 great-grandchildren, and 12 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Maybelle Inman will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial in the Antioch Cemetery. Visitation will be 6 to late Tuesday evening at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Bloomfield Veterans Cemetery, and those will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 92-year-old Gene R. Hetzman died at Green Acres Assisted Living Center in Michigan last Wednesday. An Alma High School graduate, class of 43, enlisted in the Army Air Corps before graduation and served until his discharge in 1946. He worked in a variety of retail management positions during his life, such as G.C. Murphy dime stores, Western Auto franchises, and finally, selling and servicing oil field equipment. He was a 32nd degree Mason and had been a member of the Masonic Order for 58 years, as well as being a longtime Shriner. Survivors include a daughter, Cynthia Crean of Richmond, Texas, a son, Michael Jean of Mount Pleasant, and grandchildren, Patrick Crean, Andrew Crean, Sean Hetzman, and Margot Hetzman, and great-grandchildren, Amelia Elizabeth Hetzman and Alex Scott Hetzman, and a brother, Robert and wife Nancy, of Higgins Lake. A private burial in southern Illinois will occur today. The Clark Funeral Chapel in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, is in charge of all the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare. Caring through a lifetime.
Time for a Monday check of sports. Good weekend for downstate schools at the Class 1A and 2A state finals in Peoria. Clinton Richardson of NCOE won the country financial three-point showdown in Class 1A. Richardson hit 11 of 15 shots in the finals Friday. He'll advance to the King of the Hill competition next weekend in the Class 3A and 4A state finals. Okavilk won the Class 1A state title with a 59-48 win over Annawan on Saturday. And Pingdeville placed second in 2A, losing 69-61 to Bloomington Central Catholic in the finals. NCAA tournament pairings were announced yesterday. Virginia, Kansas, Xavier, and Villanova are the four number one seeds. Play begins tomorrow with two first four games in Dayton, Ohio. You can check out the complete bracket on our website at WFIWradio.com. Major League Baseball from yesterday, Cardinals over Washington 4-3, White Sox 6, Arizona 5, Oakland over the Cubs 6-2. In the NHL, Blackhawks beat Boston 3-1, and in the NBA, Bulls 129, Atlanta 122, Pacers over Boston 99-97. On the schedule today in high school baseball, at the Weber Spring Kickoff Tournament, Weber takes on NCOE at 4, and FCHS takes on Woodlawn at 5:45. At the Edwards County Round Robin Tournament, 4:15, Edwards County plays Wayne City, and at 6:15, Sisking takes on Oblong. College baseball today, Frontier takes on Illinois Central College at FNB Field, a 1 o'clock doubleheader there. Major League action, White Sox take on Seattle, Carson Cubs have the day off, and in the NHL, Blues are in Anaheim tonight. That's a check of sports. Forecast calling for partly cloudy skies today with a high 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 28. Partly cloudy, 40 tomorrow. For Wednesday, sunshine with a high 48. Sunshine, 62 on Thursday. And the outlook for Friday, chance of rain with a high 45.